Hey, yo, welcome back to another episode of Put 30 on the Clock. I'm Coach Phil, and as usual, let's get right to it. For most of us, our offseason has already begun. There's a few of y'all still in the playoffs, but for most of us, we're done. And this is the time that you need to make your improvements. Now, if you're the kind of player that puts in a ton of work, but you don't really get to see the results, if you're the kind of player that just plays the whole offseason, if you're the kind of player that doesn't really know how to get better, this episode is for you. So let's get right into it. The first thing you need to do is clearly diagnose what the issue is. When you ask your coach, hey, what do you think I need to do to be better next season? And they say something like, oh, we need you to be a better shooter, for example. That is not specific enough. That doesn't help you because you need to know what shots do I need to make. There's no way that in one offseason I'm going to come back and be a better shooter at every single shot unless you have me like stand in one spot and shoot. That's the only way. But how often do you get to just stand in one spot, somebody else do all the work, just pass it to you and shoot? That doesn't happen often in real life. It may happen once or twice over the course of a game, but if people know that you can shoot and you can't do much else, there's a real good chance that they won't help off you. So you need to, in this example as a shooter, start from the beginning. And this applies to all skills. You need to start from the beginning. The first thing that you need to do is identify the mechanics of whatever it is you're trying to do. So this is not an argument about how to shoot the basketball, but if you have an issue with where your elbow is, what exactly are you locking in on as a target? How do you release the basketball? How deep do you bend? You need to focus on your mechanics. Make sure that your mechanics are good, and then you need to rep those mechanics out. I say nothing less than 30 minutes specifically on whatever it is you're trying to address, a minimum of 30 minutes a day on that. Your workouts will be longer than that, but in your workout, you need to spend at least 30 minutes a day on that at a minimum of 5 days a week. That consistency is really what's going to save you. Those 30 minutes is cool if it's specific and direct towards whatever it is you're working on. It's those 5 days a week, that consistency that really locks the skill in. But to get back to the work, it's the mechanics. You focus on the mechanics. So if you need to make, let's say you start off real easy. You need to make 100 shots a day. You got 5 spots on the court. You got corner, wing, top, wing, corner. And you decide to make 20 shots in each spot for 100, right? We're starting real nice and easy, right? You're probably going to have a rebounder. Maybe you get your own rebounds, but you're probably going to have a rebounder who just passes it to you and you just catch, let it go. Catch, let it go. Catch, let it go. Like I said a minute ago, that's not real like game stuff, but this is you focusing on the mechanics of what you're trying to do. So that way, when it's time to do it, you don't really have to think. Because once you have the mechanics down and you start making 200 a day, 300 a day, 400 a day, 500 a day, whatever, right? You move on to game motions. Now you don't just shoot the ball from the corner, for example. You have to learn how to sprint to that corner. You learn how to slide to that corner. You learn how to fade to that corner. You learn how to backpedal to that corner. You have to get into the shot in different ways. And getting into the shot in different ways is going to mess with your balance. It's going to mess with your footwork. It's going to mess with your eyesight because now you have to adjust your eyes for where the rim is. For this new way that you got to that very same spot, it's different now. So now you're adding these game motions so that way when you shoot the ball from these different spots, you're not unfamiliar when that pass comes. You don't know what it's like. It's one thing to spin the ball to yourself and turn and curl and have everything all choreographed and perfect, but you don't know what it's like when you have a real point guard who is throwing a 90 mile per hour fastball directly into your shooting pocket. You now have to catch this meteor, right? And now after your fingers are done burning, you have to focus your eyes on the rim, you have to plant your feet, and you have to knock down this shot. This man just shot, it's really an asteroid he just threw to you, and you have to be ready to catch and shoot it like it doesn't hurt. You ain't ready for that when you by yourself. But what you can do is practice how you get into those shots, because now once you have the mechanics down, you start involving other people. You start involving that other passer. You start involving that other defender. Like you can play a game like this. You could play a game of If I pass you the ball, like say we're taking corner threes, right? I'm under the basket. I pass you the ball and I sprint at you as hard as I can after I pass you the ball. Your job is to ignore me. You got to catch the pass, let the ball go, and you got to make the shot. And then we switch and then it's my turn. And then after like five, we see who has the most. After 10, we see who has the most. We can challenge each other with these game-like situations. And now, once you really start getting these game-like situations through all of these different competitive drills that you do, you start graduating into one-on-ones, right? Another game that you could play, let's say you're on the right wing and you need to practice how to sprint to the right corner, catch, you know, you got to catch, you got to pivot, you got to knock it down, right? You got to catch, square, knock it down. You could train with you and a partner where you spin the ball to yourself, you go get it, but your partner is playing defense. And your partner might not even block the shot. He's just going to stay close to you so that you have to train yourself on how to ignore somebody so close to you. And then it gets a little bit more difficult. You might pull your shirt next time. And then after that, they might tap the forearm of your non-shooting hand. Then they start putting a hand in your face and then it becomes live. Like whatever steps you need to take to elevate from bare basics all the way to live action, you do that, right? And then y'all can compete with that. From there, you can like play another game where it's one on two, where now you're sprinting to the corner from the right wing and you're getting a pass from under the basket from a second defender. This person's going to pass the ball to you and then he's going to sprint to you as fast as he can. And that other defender that's been behind you messing with you the whole time, he's still doing his job. And now your job is to focus on catching a good pass, squaring your body to the basket and knocking it down. And you all take turns. And after five shots, who won? After 10 shots, who won? After 100 shots, who won? But now you've really trained yourself with these game motions to where now you can transition into going into group work. Well, now it's two on twos, three on threes, four on fours, five on fives. Games like 21, where whatever it is you need to work on, you don't necessarily need to play to win the game. You could just get a bunch of reps working on whatever you work on. Quick sidebar, if you want to work on your perimeter defense, 21 is a great game to do that, because if there are seven of you, that gives you six different people that you can always play defense on. That'll work on your conditioning. That'll teach you how to guard different body types, different skill sets, different movement patterns, different, you know what I'm saying? Now you got six people that you can guard all the time. And I promise you, if you play in 21 and you play in all the defense, unless somebody calls somebody out on some disrespectful, I ain't never liked you tip, unless that happens, no one's really going to argue with you for playing all that defense, because there's a real good chance that you're not even going to get the rebound if you're constantly guarding everybody, right? That's a little 21 secret for all my street hoopers out here. Anyways, to get back onto the topic, you're playing King of the Court, you're playing one-on-ones, you're playing 21, all these different games. And what happens is your consistency of doing this work at a minimum of 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, eventually you get to the point where it's like writing your name on a piece of paper. You don't spell your name out letter by letter. It's almost as if your hand just does it by itself. It's going to be like passing the ball to a teammate. You don't sit there and go, okay, I'm going to plant my left foot and then I'm going to step forward onto my right foot and then I'm going to pass. You don't do that. The ball just kind of goes wherever you told it to go. You look at your teammate, you pass it to your teammate. It's going to become on that level. And from that point, you have now gotten better at something that was specific, something that you can clearly see the difference from point A all the way to point Z, right? And then you can say, okay, this is good enough. I need to move on to other things and I'll just do maintenance on this skill set so I never lose it. You can say, okay, this is not as polished as I need it to be. I need to work on it a little bit more. You'll be able to see a clear improvement and then make real assessments as to how the rest of your offseason is going to go. This is no different for anything else. Just like the defense I spoke about earlier. If your coach says, oh, I want you to be a better defender. Better defender on what? A better help defender? You think I need to take more charges? You think I need more weak side blocks? Are you saying I need to guard on the perimeter better? I need to be able to contain the ball handler better? Are you saying I need to be better in low post defense? Are you saying that I need to work on my traps? Are you saying I'm not aggressive enough and I need to, you know, not be so afraid to foul somebody? What exactly about my defense needs work? Do I need to get in better shape? Or do I need to like work on my hand speed or my hand accuracy so that way when I reach for the ball, I hit the ball and not their arm? What exactly about my defense needs improvement? You can't just say you need to be a better defender. That is quite dismissive. And you can't say that to yourself either, even if you don't ask anybody. I truly believe that each and every one of us knows what we need to work on. We know what we need to address. You might not know how exactly, but you know what. You know what to address. So the issue is, if you know what needs attention, the real key is to be specific. Because if you look at somebody like Steph Curry, greatest shooter of all time, even he has said that he needs to be a better shooter. He said that about himself. Has he shot 100% in any season? No. So that's his logic. I haven't shot 100%, therefore I need to improve. That same logic could be applied to you. I don't think anybody will ever be 100% perfect at anything they do. But when it comes to acceptable levels, so that way you can not only perform, but thrive. When it comes to those standards and those levels, you know what you need to do. You know that it needs improvement. You just need to stop lying to yourself and you need to demand specificity from anybody that you trust. When you say, hey, what do you think I need to work on? You got to be able to demand that they be specific because you can't get it all in one off season, but you can get something. You could be like Denzel Washington. I'm leaving with something. So, quick recap one more time. Be specific in the diagnosis. Be specific as to what exactly you need to work on. Start with the mechanics. After that, you for a minimum of 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, right? You add game motions, right? You add game-specific motions, situations. Then you start competing with it, whether it be local with your friends, whether it be at practice, scrimmages, whatever. You start competing with it to the point where you start trusting it for yourself and it becomes subconscious. It becomes subconscious just like writing your name on a piece of paper, breathing, passing the ball to a teammate. These things kind of just happen. The only issue is that this sounds a lot easier. It's a lot easier said than done. And that's because it is. It is a lot easier said than done. But that's the reason why everybody doesn't make it. You will separate yourself crazy if you actually put in the work specifically and in this fashion. This is Coach Phil. I appreciate you spending this time. You could have been anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me. Let's get better this offseason. I want you to like, I want you to share this. Give this to somebody that you know needs this because you definitely know somebody that needs this. I'll holler at y'all next time.